From WWNO, this is Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins. This and every week we talk to people in Louisiana who've devoted their lives to music. We want to hear about their experiences and listen to what they're listening to, because that's where our music comes from. This week, we'll hear from the Pfister sisters and their entire musical family tree, which includes the Boswell sisters and the Andrews sisters. The Pfisters have been together the longest. Just ask Amacy Miller, the fourth, sister?
Yvette and Holly, I go back more than 30 years with. And we haven't killed each other yet.
Join us for Fast Talkin' Dames and the piano player who loves them after the break. This is Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins. On any other day, I'd be telling you who's on the show, where they're from, what they care about, tra-la-la. But these next performers are perfectly able to introduce themselves.
So start out with just you, and then I'll go under you, and you go.
Because well, I do the melody on that one, don't I? No, that's right. You do the melody.
Okay. So this is kind of how
it works.
Okay, we'll see.
Gonna take a sentimental journey. Gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna take a sentimental journey to renew all memories.
Start at the bottom now. Got
my bag, I got my reservation.
Spent each dime I could afford. Like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard.
If you thought you were hearing the Boswell sisters or the Andrews sisters or any of those sister singing acts from way back when, well, that's kind of the point. The Pfister sisters are with us. Holly Benson, Yvette Volker, and Debbie Davis are here at Elephant Quilt Studios in New Orleans, along with Amacy Miller on piano. Welcome, and thank you for your entire career.
Oh, thank you, Glenn.
Thanks.
All are just great.
Aww.
I don't think you have bigger fans than people here at Music Inside Out, particularly Lynette Johnson, who's one of the co-creators of the show, and she just...
Who helped us work out the monkey puzzle getting here today.
Exactly. You were on our first list of, like, wish list of people we would like on the show.
Sweet. Thank you.
But let me ask you this. I mean, I want to start with the beginning. So can you tell us about how the Pfister sisters came about? We understand that the story is that you all... We're almost like in a Judy Garland musical or something where, like, somebody says, we're going to put on a show, we're going to do it at a party, and the music can never stop.
Oh.
Holly?
Well, George Schmidt, well, he plays banjo with the new Leviathan Oriental Foxtrot Orchestra, but he's also a wonderful artist and bon vivant about town. And George and Joanne Schmidt's mom, Joanne, decided, call me one day. She was a party planner, and she says, I've got this rich debutante. She's going to have a party at the New Orleans Country Club, and they want endless music. The new Leviathan will play, and we need somebody to fill in the breaks when they're on break. And so could you do that Boswell sister stuff you always talk about? And I went, okay, I'll get it together. And I'm calling people, and Yvette and I did theater together, so I talked her into it. And we first had another person doing the third part, but they didn't work out at all.
No.
And then I saw Susie Malone, our original center, and she was crazy enough to say yes, so we began to rehearse. And our pianist was Kenneth Raphael at the time.
This was for the party.
Yes.
We did this
for this party.
Okay, and George Schmidt.
Yeah, he named us, actually.
The name came from George thought it sounded good when he introduced. You know, he said, sounds like an Uptown Girls. You know, this is the lovely Pfister sisters.
Wakes up bright new morning, we can loaf along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up a lazy river with me.
Pfister sister. So it's not supposed to be Pfister sister. It's supposed to be Pfister
sister.
Like
Pfister sister. Like a soft uptown drawl, you know. But we've been called everything, and some things you cannot print.
And many things that don't rhyme.
Yeah.
Well, so Yvette Volker, at what point did you think that this could be something more than one party?
That was like in December of, I want to say 1979, was it? And
it was.
And then George said, well, y'all come do the same thing. We'll take a little break in the middle of our Jazz Fest set and you come do that. And I was just a little Metairie girl. I'd been raised at, you know, my parents had like two record albums and that was it.
But in the suburbs.
I loved to sing. Yes. So I kept seeking things out. Well, I had never even heard of the Jazz Fest. And I get there and it was like, it was just magical. And I thought, oh, this is what I want to do.
Wow.
This is, I went on and got my accounting degree, which is good because I do the business, you know, but, and my parents, of course, were like, get your degree, please, get your degree, get a real job, you know, and finally it's like, well, no, this is my real job.
Okay, well, Debbie Davis, you are the newest member of the Pfister Sisters.
If I knew, you mean I've been with them for 14 years, then yes I knew.
You know, in New Orleans, that's brand new.
The baby.
You know, the wrapping isn't even off after 14 years.
Still got that new singer smell.
That's it. Well, I'm hoping that you all can do a song for us that you all performed at the first party. You all channeled the Boswell Sisters, right?
Yes, we did.
Crazy people, crazy people, crazy people like me, go crazy or people like you. Goofy people, daffy people, daffy people like me, go crazy or things you do. When we are underneath the moon, that moon above, you got me acting just like a loony, it must be love, sweet love. Crazy people, crazy people, crazy people like me, go crazy or people like you. Crazy people like you. Oh, crazy people like things you do. When we are under the moon above, you got me acting just like a loon. It must be love. Oh, of a heart that keeps folks from drifting apart. Now that's the reason, maybe, that I call you baby. We're each other's counterparts. Crazy people, crazy people, crazy people, crazy people, crazy people like me, go crazy on people like you. Wow, goof people, goof people, deaf people, deaf people, deaf people like me, go crazy on things you do. Wow. Don't mind me, brave lad, sweet angel child. It's just a habit I got. You drive me wild. Crazy people, crazy people, crazy people, crazy people like me go crazy with people like you. Oh.
That's gorgeous. That's gorgeous. Crazy people.
Yes.
You know, actually defines quite a few of us in this room.
And we were completely crazy to pick this as the first two or three songs that we ever learned. Nuts.
The Pfister Sisters are modeled after, of course, the Boswell Sisters, who also came from New Orleans, but who went on to international fame. These are women who were actual sisters, who sold like 75 million records in their career, from what I understand, back in the 20s and 30s?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
They broke up in 1936.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. To sell 75 million of anything before 1936 is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
They're still selling records.
I'm going your way. You're going my way. We're on the highway to heaven. Ba-da-da-da. We're on the blue road. We're on a new road. We're on the highway to heaven. Ba-da-da-da. Dinah, is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina? Carolina, Dinah, Carolina, Dinah. Oh, if there is, why don't you show up?
talking about you, Donnelly. I love to sit and gaze in. You're as sweet as you can be. I love to spend my days in looking into the eyes of Donnelly. But I'm low. Doggone, I'm done with falling in love. Doggone, it hit me from heaven above. Damn, Maddie, I knew I was gone. My heart went kaplunk before I was on. Doggone, I've done it, I fell with a thud. It must be springtime, cause it's in my blood. Mr. Cupid gave me a shove. Doggone, I've done it, I've fallen in love.
And so, Debbie Davis, obviously none of you were born during this time when the Boswell sisters were hot.
No.
So how did you come to this kind of music?
Well, both my parents are singers. So I was exposed, they were both opera singers, but I was exposed to lots of different music growing up. Both my parents really loved big band music. Both my parents had a penchant for cowboy music, it turns out. And
really?
My first exposure to harmony singing was through the Sons of the Pioneers, which was, ironically enough, a band that began right around the same time the Boswell sisters were making their first recordings before the Second World War. And it was sort of a Western swing outfit. And they sang in 4 and 5 parts.
All day I faced the barren waste without the taste of water.
And I would sit in the back seat of the car between New York and Nashville, or New York and Chattanooga, or Kansas City, or wherever we were going. And we would listen to the same 5/8 tracks over and over. And when I learned the melody, I learned the harmony. And then I learned another harmony. And then I learned the French horn part. And then it was just something to keep myself occupied.
Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me? Water, cool, dear water.
That's not bad. And so, Holly, did you want to add something? I saw your hand flapping.
I would sing harmonies with Elvis. I would sing whoever was on the radio.
Yeah,
I'd be harmonizing with. I never enjoyed singing lead near as much as singing the harmonies because it's more interesting. And my parents were like amazed too. Like, I'm the kid that came home from school and said, "We got to go to school tonight for the talent show." My parents went, "What talent show?" And I went, "Oh yeah, I'm singing in the talent show." I'm like, yeah. In second grade, and I go and I sing down the big hit of the day, which is "Hang Down Your Head, Tom Dooley." And I won third prize, and the first prize was won by a girl with a 6-year-old with a really hot tap costume.
Oh, well, there you go.
And yeah. You know,
tap. You was robbed.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're gonna die. A real uplifting song. Maybe that's why they didn't answer.
That's right. I was gonna say. Maybe.
Yeah, that was I dug it.
You
I thought it was a good
too
song.
Too much gravitas for a second grader. Oh, well.
Yeah, my first talent show at 7 was... I taught myself to play guitar quietly in my closet because I didn't know music was okay. So
Yvette, you're a closeted musician?
Totally. Yeah. Literally. Literally. Yeah, my dad like came home and like, "Oh, look, I found this guitar at a garage sale for $9. And I was like, so I appropriated it and I would sit in the bottom of my closet and learn chords. And I taught myself how to sing Killing Me Softly with his song.
That's a really hard song to play on the guitar.
But
oh, no.
It was also like my talent show debut, and it was like so sad.
Well, there should be legislation to get musicians out of the closet
yes.
and have them have the same rights and privileges that everybody else has.
Yes.
After all, we're all Americans.
We feel that. That's right. We are humans too.
It's true.
Even chick singers are human.
That's right.
My first song wasn't even in a talent show. I was actually at a gig my parents put me for.
Were you born in a trunk in a roadside theater?
I was. I've never been to Pocatello, Idaho, but that, you know, all things being equal, is kind of the same. No, it was the bicentennial, and I was, shall I say how old I was? Because you guys always smack me around.
Nah.
I was 2 years old.
Oh, sweet Lord.
And, yeah, see, there we are again. But I spent 3 weeks learning "You're a Grand Old Flag," which I'm...
Good for you. And so, Amosy, we're swinging over to you.
No, I was going to say, it's hard to tell how accurate your memory is. I hear that every time you remember something, you change it.
That's true.
And over time, so the more times you remember it, eventually the story The original story is gone totally.
Yeah, like I'm this universe in my memories.
Yeah.
But one of the first tunes I was, when I was, you know, at a very young age, I was being exposed. I still remember this little 10-inch record of Tom Lear. And I one of the songs I learned was The Old Dope Peddler. I don't know if I really sang it in school. That's probably not true.
Wait, no. Tell
see,
the
you
story
can see
now.
I'm not allowed to talk in this band, you know.
Well, and this is why. Because you mess up the good stories we want you to tell.
I'm my own story. You know, Holly is trying to say that I took this to a talent show and that I sang this song. When the shades of night are falling, comes a fellow everyone knows. It's the old dope peddler, spreading joy wherever he goes. In the evening, you will find him around our neighborhood. It's the old dope peddler doing well by doing good. He gives the kids free samples because he knows full well that today's young innocent faces will be tomorrow's clientele. Here's a cure for all your misery. Here's an end for all your distress. It's the old dope peddler with his powdered happiness. Well, you know, I probably was sent home, you know.
You mean because you were peddling drugs?
I guess back in the 50s, you know, songs like that weren't really accepted at school, you know.
No.
How old were you?
Seven.
I would have been around seven or eight, something like that.
Okay, so we got a dope fiend. We have a Western-themed kid here. We have like...
I was a patriot.
Some kind of patriot.
I'm a good American.
Seven-year-old Roberta Flack.
By the Pfister Sisters. Holly Benson, Yvette Volker, Debbie Davis, and Amasie Miller are with us. They conjure the days when jazz was spelled with two S's because their jazz has sass. Stay with us. This is Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins. We're talking with Holly Benson, Yvette Volker, Debbie Davis, and Amasie Miller. The Pfister Sisters. They've modeled themselves after the Boswell Sisters, one of the most successful international singing acts to ever come out of New Orleans. Here they are, the Boswell Sisters with Mood Indigo.
You ain't been blue. No.
Boswell Sisters grew up on Camp Street in the 1920s, then launched a recording career in Los Angeles and New York. Nowadays, harmonies like theirs are as rare as a nickel cigar, but the Pfister Sisters must have found some kind of time machine.
Till you had that moon indigo, that feeling
That feeling goes deep down to your shoes while I sit and sigh.
That's about the prettiest thing ever.
Thank you.
Holly Benson. The Boswell sisters, Connie, Martha, Vette, were the whole package. They were singers and they were musicians. Mm-hmm. And they were masterful at arranging songs in such a way that there were varying states of rhythm within the same song.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
But how hard is that to do? To go slow, to go fast?
It's nothing to us. We've literally have done this since 1979, and it's in there somewhere, and it just comes out. Now, I think the reason they arranged that way is because they were determined, they were such killer musicians, and they were composers as well, that they did not want to ever do anything just like anyone else did it. So they would take a song of the day, and they would just say, how can we make this completely different from everybody else? Okay, it's an upbeat song. I'm going to sing Dinah as a ballad instead. Mm. Or, you know, they would do things like that, and then they would put in the other parts. Ty McDermott said it beautifully in an article he wrote.
The great pianist, uh-huh.
He said, I think what the Boswell sisters did was try to amuse themselves as musicians, and it just so happened to amuse everybody else.
Shout, sister, shout, sister, shout,
oh Lord,
shout.
Oh, shallow, come on down, just a little bit, joy. Oh,
la, 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 la.
Oh, shout, sister, follow, 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 follow. Oh, wow, 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 wow.
And the first year of national radio hookups, they were heard on the West Coast, moved to New York and given a show. Within one more year, there were 8 sister groups on the radio, 2 black, the rest white, all trying to sound just like the Boswell sisters, trying to dress like them. And they were hugely influential. Ella Fitzgerald always says they were her only influence.
Yes, that's
period.
What I I had heard as well, that Ella Fitzgerald was a huge fan. And in fact, we're going to play a couple of songs that feature Connie Boswell with Bing Crosby, because, mm-hmm. you know, Bing Crosby was the king of radio, the king of the pop charts, you know, during that time. And so she appeared with him, and they did a great version of Basin Street Blues.
Mm, yeah, mm-hmm.
Beautiful. So let's hear that.
Won't you come along with me?
Where are you fixing to go, Miss Connie?
Why, down the Mississippi.
Oh, charming on the Mississippi.
We'll take a boat to the land of dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Steam right down that river, down to New Orleans.
So that was Connie Boswell and Bing Crosby with Basin Street Blues. And then we're going to hear Ella Fitzgerald and Bing Crosby do the same song. And you can actually hear a relationship between the two women.
Won't you come along with me?
Where are you fixing to go, Ella?
Why, down the Mississippi.
Oh, chiming on the Mississippi.
We'll take a boat to the land of dreams. Steam right down that river down to New Orleans.
Yvette Volker, when you listen to Ella Fitzgerald, do you hear Connie?
Yes, absolutely. She, I think, you know, Ella could sort of take the fun pieces of what Connie was doing and just, you know, play a lot more. That loose, easy phrasing, mm-hmm. I think, came right from Connie.
Whoa, Basin Street is the street where the elite always meet down in New Orleans, the land of dreams. You'll never know how nice it seems just how much it really means.
This is Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins, and we have more people on the show now than we've ever had on one show.
Of course.
The Pfister Sisters, yeah. Holly Benson, Yvette Volker, Debbie Davis, also Amasi Miller is here on the piano. He's been with the group since the very beginning, and we've been talking about the Boswell Sisters and their incredible harmonies, which the Pfister Sisters recreated for an album tribute to the Boswells. Do your voices tend to match particular women within that group? With it, like, are you Holly? Are you closer to Martha or Vet or Connie, or does it work that way with the Pfister Sisters?
Well, we can never do what they did because they were genetically the same material. They grew up exactly in the same place, speaking in the same vernacular. They had huge genetic gifts for music and teaching for music within their house. Their family was musical.
But I think that the quality of our voices are not unlike the quality of their individual voices. You very seldom get to hear Vette Boswell sing alone. All of the solos in the recordings are credited to Connie, but we know because we've done research that that's not entirely true. There are a couple of solos that were done by Vette and a couple that were done by Martha very, very early on. We hang in their ranges.
I'm the Vette. Yvette?
Yeah, Yvette is Vette.
Poor unfortunate darling, her real name was Helvetia.
I know. I didn't want to say it.
Yeah. I probably sing lower now than I used to, but in this particular group, the Boswell Sisters, Vette had the highest voice by far. She's always kind of floating on top. The two lower voices sometimes switch around, and I think Debbie and Holly are a lot more likely to be able to switch around low, medium.
It's true.
And I'm always in the stratosphere.
Holly, I have a question for you, actually, but did you want to add something?
I just want to say one thing on the vocal levels. Uh-huh. I pretty much can function girl baritone at this point, mm-hmm. and that's kind of what they could do. They could go there. It was is kind of almost girl baritone, contralto.
Is that contralto? Yeah, contralto.
Alto, mm-hmm. and second soprano, really. Yeah.
So that's Debbie as alto and mm-hmm. then Yvette as second soprano.
And that's kind of how they always stacked everything. Though either Connie or Martha could switch off parts with no problem.
Yeah, could do the lower part.
So Yvette, though, you know, these women that you all admire so much were musicians in their own right, and you all are musicians in your own right. I mean, you play different instruments. Maybe some of you are multi-instrumentalists, you know. But how does that help the harmony? How does that help what you all do as the Pfister Sisters?
I mean, I think that's one of the things that is amazing about New Orleans music generally, and this music even more specifically. Everyone listens to everyone else. You can't improvise.
That's right.
With each other if you're not listening. You know, hard, 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 as we say.
Yeah.
And with this music, we have to listen. The four of us have to listen so carefully. I mean, we're just constantly tweaking, and we'll laugh sometimes and say, yeah, sometimes we all jump right off the cliff together. And it, you know, something will happen and we all go.
Oh,
you know?
That's nice.
Musical lemmings.
Come on and sing, 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 sing. Everybody start to sing.
The thing is, like, you know, I mean, you all are very close, but as you said earlier, you're not genetically linked. You don't share blood, and that does have something to do with, you know, with a commonality of sound. But you listen to somebody. I mean, a group like the Mills Brothers, for instance, and this is like listening to a Swiss watch or something. Everything is working so perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on television at night, they show some old Jack Benny programs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love those.
I love those too. And the Mills Brothers came on. on, and they sang Lazy River.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm telling you, they were cute as a button, you know, and they sang so beautifully that I felt like, why does Jack Benny have to come back on? And Jack Benny's pretty good.
And they make it look so simple.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, so, oh, yeah.
So simple. So
and
I want us
so
to hear that.
Not so simple.
We tried to sing a few of their songs in our day, and it's not as simple as it seems.
Oh, up the lazy river by the old mill run. The lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun lingered in the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away your troubles, dream a dream of me. Up the lazy river where the robin song awaits the bright new morning where we can loaf along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up the lazy river, how happy you could be. Up the lazy river with me. Up the lazy river by the old mill run. The lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun. Linger in the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away your troubles, dream a dream with me. Oh, up the lazy river where the robin's song awaits the bright new morning where we can loaf along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up the lazy river, how happy you could be. Up the lazy river with me. Oh, up the lazy river by the old mill run. The lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun. Linger in the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away your troubles, dream a dream with me. Up the lazy river where the robin's song awaits the bright new morning where we can loaf along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up the lazy river, how happy you could be. Up the lazy river with me.
Debbie Davis, is it harder to sing a slow song in tight harmony than it is to sing a fast song in tight harmony?
The faster songs, it might be easier just because they go by quicker.
Because they go by quicker.
But, yeah, but sometimes that makes you careless.
Oh, so. Yeah, and...
I had something to say about speed, which is that speed covers a multitude of errors.
Yes.
Is that right, Amosy? You're right, it does. And that's the thing. I mean, when you slow something down, it's the equivalent of blowing something up, blowing a picture up.
You just have to listen, and you have to trust each other. Yeah. You have to trust that when you're all going to stop when you said you were going to stop. That no one's going to get some bright idea that, oh, this is when I get to get a little extra time by myself. No.
No showboating.
Shut it.
I stand at your gate, and the song that I sing is of moonlight. I stand and I wait for the time of your hand in the June night. The roses are sighing, a moonlight serenade.
That was Moonlight Serenade. If you'd like to hear more from the Pfister Sisters, go to our new website at musicinsideout.org. There, you can stream Pfister Sister music and hear their advice to young singers. Turns out Christina Aguilera fans could learn a lot. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. More from the Pfister Sisters and Music Inside Out after the break.
This is Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins. And when I grow up, I want to be a Pfister sister. Yvette Volker, Debbie Davis, Holly Benson, and Amacy Miller have been together longer than most of their jazz harmonizing idols. It's been more than 30 years since the Pfister sisters played their first gig. In that time, they've entertained everyone from inmates at Angola State Penitentiary here in Louisiana to European audiences. Luckily, they just couldn't say goodbye.
We thought our love was over, we were in it through. I said I didn't love him, we'd begin anew. You can all believe me, we sure intended to. We couldn't say goodbye.
People in love are funny, mighty hard to explain. One minute they quarrel, then back together again. Take my case for instance, we had a little fuss. Now we're back together, you should see us. We thought our love was over, we were really through. I said I didn't love him, we'd begin anew. You can all believe me, we sure intended to. We just couldn't say goodbye.
So Yvette Volker, talk to me about the road.
Well, we don't travel as much as we might would like to because there's always been a child, at least one, usually several.
Although, to be fair, my kids travel really, really well.
Yeah, that's good.
It does,
and have.
You know,
and have.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but it tips the scale.
Right, but nobody ever asked Keith Richards, well, so where are the kids? You know?
Yeah. Well, because he probably wouldn't even know.
Exactly. How are you managing the kids, you know?
Well, I mean, Amacy was the primary mom to his first daughter, and she came with us on our first road trip.
That's fantastic.
You know? So we, you know,
we've almost never had a rehearsal where there was the child hanging on somebody's leg and crying. It's like, we don't know how to do that.
Yvette, you write a blog that sort of talks about what road life is like for a group. And, I pulled one of your blog entries from the Times-Picayune newspaper. This is back from 2008.
Yes.
When you were in Germany.
Oh, I like this one. Okay, today, Thursday, a group of us meet to go to the zoo. It's huge, a little overwhelming, and very exotic. Lots of animals I've never seen before, including several polar bears and a panda. Some of the buildings, like the giraffe house, date from the 1800s and are beautiful, but some of the enclosures for the big cats and the monkeys are small and reminiscent of the old Audubon Zoo. Home again to an interesting email. The hotel has reported Debbie to the cabaret, they're paying the bill, for apparently not keeping her room clean enough. It seems that the cleaning ladies have complained about actually having to clean her room. What? Have I missed something here? I have been summoned to a meeting to discuss a solution to this problem. I am so tired of trying to figure out what's a cultural issue, what's a translation issue, and what really needs to be addressed. Next time, road manager for sure.
I love that blog post. It's hard to tell what's a cultural issue, what's a serious issue, what's not.
Or just translation. The Germans spoke very good English, but it very often we were talking right past
each other. We just didn't get each other.
By mere best of shame, please let me explain. By mere best of shame means you're grand. By mere best of shame, again I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land.
Debbie Davis, I'm giving you a chance to rebut. Rebut the Germans.
I told the same story on a blog that I was writing at the same time, which was not on the Times-Picayune's webpage.
Yeah, well, I was trying to be kinder.
For reasons that you will understand if you read my blog. I took the kids out to the playground one day and came back to find the hotel manager and both of the maids in my room with a camera.
You caught them in the act.
I did. Yeah. I caught them in the act.
Oh, no.
To be fair, I don't know if it was a cultural thing or a misunderstanding or if these people were just a bunch of jerks and they were looking for the slow gazelle to jump on, which you're traveling with two kids. You're the slow gazelle. And I realize now that I was an easy mark. But, you know, the kids were great. And other than some crying that I did perfunctorily after this incident with the hotel manager, it was, I try to look back on it as a good trip, but, you know, I think my rider will be much more specific next
time. Well, that's the thing. People have no idea what musicians go through before they get on stage.
Yeah, we don't get paid for singing.
And so
we get paid for everything else.
Yeah.
The singing we love.
I mean, it makes me think of the Andrews sisters, actually, who toured a lot. I mean, the Boswell sisters stayed pretty much within the United States, in large part because Connie Boswell had a handicap, right?
Yeah.
And all. But the Andrews sisters, I mean, particularly during the war, I mean, they were everywhere, weren't they?
Yeah.
They were a part of the USO shows.
Oh, they flew them everywhere.
Yeah, and you all performed with Maxine Andrews, didn't you?
Yeah, we sure did.
What was that? Like, you performed on the wing of a plane? You were standing on the wing of a plane?
Was it
set
for a big convention show. and there was, like, a couple of jitterbug dancers on one wing of it, and we were on the other wing as the trio. And she was dressed almost like a general with big gold things.
Like epaulettes.
Yes.
And she walked up and down with a swagger stick and gave the pep speech about Lorimar Productions or whatever it was. And she was very exact on how we had to be. We started singing, and then she went, that's that Bette Midler tempo. That's too fast. We never sang it that fast. Here's how it goes. I couldn't dance to it that fast. Come on. So we had it. Okay. So we adjusted for that. And then she looked at the outfits they were putting us in, and they were saying, okay, and wear black shoes. She goes, no. We never wore black shoes with khaki. We wore khaki-colored shoes. Of course, later on, I've seen them in movies, and they were wearing black shoes.
Is that right? So she's tough.
She was very amazing. She was at an age where she was very forgetful, and when the light hit her on that stage, you never saw that at all. You just saw, oh, here I am, you know.
Professional.
Yes.
But, you know, the Andrews sisters, they had a brassier sound, though, than the Boswells.
They sang a third higher, that's why.
Is that what it
was? Yeah, they were higher pitched.
Yeah, and they were also kind of going for almost a horn sound.
Well,
yeah.
I like that song they do called Hold Tight. You know, it's like, it should be the theme song of New Orleans, you know. We all want seafood, mama.
That's a great Fats Waller song.
It's a Fats Waller song, and it's so nasty.
It's so dirty.
But it's okay.
Yeah. Those are my favorite ones, the nasty, dirty, good ones.
Oh, yeah.
To Broadway, foo, Cincinnati. Don't get icky with the 1, 2, 3. Life is just so fine on the solid side of the line. Blip, hold tight, hold tight, hold tight, hold tight. For the Yankee wants some seafood, mama. Shrimps and rice, they're very nice. Hold tight, hold tight, hold tight, hold tight. For the Yankee wants some seafood, mama. Shrimps and rice, they're very nice. I like oysters, lobsters too. I like my tasty butterfish foo. When I come home late at night, I give my favorite dish fish. Hold tight, hold tight, hold tight, hold tight. For the Yakisaki wants some seafood, mama. Shrimps and rice, they're very nice.
This is Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins. We're talking with the Pfister sisters, who remind us of how good popular music can sound. Yvette Volker, jazz harmony groups were all the rage for a while, and then they weren't. You know, there came a point when the Mills Brothers didn't get any work. The music scene changed. People wanted to hear rock and roll, or they wanted to hear something different. You know, do you all struggle making your music, you know, relevant to the folks today, to music lovers today?
What I love about, like, what we do, people come in. I mean, my grandmother, who's 94 now, remembers, you know, the Boswell sisters. But we also have young people who come in and go, oh, listen to that. You know, they get all excited and they've never heard it. And so, you know, I think music, good music, doesn't go out of fashion.
No, never.
It, you know, things may kind of come in and out of the, you know, the top 40 fashion, but the people out there who are listening to music are listening.
So what do you think, Debbie Davis? I mean, do you think that, you know, 10 years from now, the Pfister sisters are going to still, you know what I mean, be at the jazz festival or going to be still be going strong?
I think that as long as people are able to breathe life into this art form, that it will continue to live. as long as people find hope and joy and inspiration and a reason to put on nice clothes and take out your favorite girl. As long as people keep seeing that in the music, then it remains relevant. So if it doesn't get old for us, it shouldn't get old for other people.
So, Amasi, where do you think things are headed for the Pfister Sisters?
Yvette and Holly, I go back more than 30 years with.
Wow.
And we haven't killed each other yet.
Longer than any of us have been married.
I figure...
That's right. Take that, Rolling Stones.
For me, if I'm looking into the future, well, any day in which I'm upright's a good day for me. And I've reached that point. So, yep. But we're still reinventing this music every time I sit down and play it.
Yeah.
And we all are. And it's an endless process of revising and changing. And I'm constantly coming up with different things, probably to the distraction of the girls sometimes. But I can't, because I really don't want to do things the same every time.
Oh, Holly?
We're definitely going to keep on doing what we're doing right where we are. Our oldest song was published in 1840. Mm. Our most recent song we've probably written. You know, so we've got a song list that hits three centuries, as every good New Orleans musician does, because you learn it on the Conservatory of Bourbon Street. If you can't play anything anybody would like you to play, you soon learn it, and you can play it next time. So all of us can play that well, and we can play any style. And my dream gig, and I'm putting this into the air, what I'd most like to have is a regular spot at Preservation Hall so that we could represent what we do, particularly as females, as women, jazz musicians. We take in every influence we got, and we grind out our own little musical recipe.
Exactly.
And that's what
we
do.
Well, I hope you get to Preservation Hall. That would be a great gig.
I think we deserve it at this point.
Yeah.
I'm surely old enough now.
Yes.
As a king, I'm feeling good and everything, just like a bird in the spring. I let it out, it's my sweetie, can't you guess? It's wild about him, I confess. Doesn't love me, that's why I shout.
Everybody love my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. Everybody want my baby, but my baby don't want nobody but me. Let's be the CEO. Everybody love my baby, but my baby don't look nobody but me. Nobody but me.
Yes, sugar girl, I can ask my baby to be. No sugar girl, no good old man to make it to be. Yes, sugar girl, I can ask my baby to be now. Yes, my good damn, we can eat, la la, no, my good damn, we can eat, la la. Yes, my good damn, you drove, la la, now. Yes, sugar girl, I can ask my baby to be. No sugar girl, no good old man to make it to be. Yes, sugar girl, I can ask my baby to be now. Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. Everybody wants my baby, but my baby don't want nobody but me. Let's get to see.
Debbie Davis, Yvette Volker, Holly Benson, and pianist Amasi Miller are the Pfister Sisters. They joined us here at Elephant Quilt Studios in New Orleans. If you'd like to hear the whole hour all over again or any other hour we've done, please go to our website at musicinsideout.org. And you've been listening to Music Inside Out. Each week, we hear from people in Louisiana who make the music we call our own. Our show is produced by Lynette Johnson, Sean Collins, and Jason Rhine. Our theme song was composed and performed by James Booker. Jason Saul keeps our WWNO website so nice. Ron Biava is the station's development and marketing manager. And the general manager of WWNO is Paul Mawson. I'm Gwen Tompkins, and this is Music Inside Out. Thank you.